Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman
Podcast.
Superman was created by Jerome Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Hi, I'm Stephen Biscotti.
And I'm Justin Candelario.
And you're listening to
the Saturday Morning Superman Show.
Welcome, everyone, to the final episode of the Saturday Morning Superman Show. But not the final episode, but the final episode of season two. Yeah. The season finale of season two of the Saturday Morning Superman Show.
I think we said it like three times already. The season finale of season two, which is The Secret Agent, aired in theaters July 30th, 1943, directed by Seymour Ninetale, animation by Steve Muffati, Otto Fuhr, story by Carl Meyer.
Yeah, it's very exciting to be talking about the 17th and final episode of the Max Fleischer theatrical shorts. Yes. It's very cool that we went from 1941 to 1942 and how we saw the Fleischer Superman shorts change over time to reflect the world.
Then the series, you know, overall as a whole, the Fleischer series has been very impactful from the rotoscoping of the animation through to, you know, its effect on Superman as the character as a whole. You know, this is the first, I believe this was the first, yeah, this is the first, actually, adaptation of the character in terms of on the big picture, the moving silver screen.
Yeah, an animation,
you know, that
for
we've
sure.
ever seen. So, you know, it's left a big impact on history and film, animation, and comics as a whole. And, you know, it's very awesome to be covering this series. It's a very short series, very short and sweet, but it's very memorable for what it is, especially for animation in general.
You know, it's interesting because the thing is, I've really had fun recording season two of the Saturday Morning Superman Show, and the fact alone that we're already at the end of season two is completely beyond me. Again, because the thing is, you know, like, you're in the, like, the thick of it, and you're like, oh, how many episodes do we have left, or, you know, how much more do we have to go, and, like, then all of a sudden you're at the end of it, and...
Whoa.
It's interesting, because the thing is, I, of course, really, really enjoyed recording season one of the Saturday Morning Superman Show, because the Bruce Timm series is my favorite version of Superman, but I do love the Fleischer one, and, I feel in some ways it might have been a little harder to speak to, only because the thing is, you're talking about 8-minute episodes, so mm-hmm. so much of that we want to speak about has to be very quick and direct.
Yeah.
But also, there isn't really that much information about the Fleischer series as there is about, like, Superman the animated series, or even, like, the Batman the animated series.
Yeah,
so,
because, like, those series, you get, like, you know, dialogue that's, like, you know, it could be meaningful, it could not be.
Yeah, so I feel like if you've made it through season two and you're still enjoying the Saturday Morning Superman Show, we're really grateful because we know season two is a very different kind of show for us compared mm-hmm. to what we did for season one. But it was earlier in the season that I did allude to what we would be doing in season three, and so now here we are, and we'll be recording season three very soon, and that'll premiere. Well, I can't even really say when that'll be premiering.
We could just take a guess around maybe like summer 2020.
Summer 2020. So we're finishing season two of the Saturday Morning Superman Show in November of 2019.
Yes.
So by the time you're listening to this, it's going to be into 2020. So to be talking about beginning recording season three and when that'll air, we haven't really planned that out yet. But season three is going to return us to the world of Superman the animated series. We're going to pick up where we left off at the start of season two.
Very excited.
Season two is very cool because you have Livewire. You have more of Darkseid in it, and Livewire is my favorite Superman character and villain of all time. And I really, you know, I think we have a lot to say about Superman the animated series. So stay tuned for that. And again, you know, we just want to thank everybody for listening to the show and for supporting us. And, you know, if you're liking and commenting and following, it really does mean the world to us. And we're glad that you're enjoying what we're putting out. And we hope you enjoy this final episode of the Max Fleischer Superman shorts. So Secret I think we should just get to it.
Just like Tom Cruise. Wow. Final episode. But let's do it. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. You know, back at it again with the final episode of this one. And it's going to be straightforward, just to be honest, guys. It's another, you know, propaganda episode, you know.
In a way it is, but I feel like this one's a little
it's more lighter. Yeah, it's more lighter than the other ones.
And stuff like that. And I like this one. I do like this episode a lot. I think it's funny in a lot of parts. Feel like the beginning of the Fleischer theatrical shorts were
as a strong suit.
Yeah, especially when, you know, you have something like Mechanical Monsters, mm-hmm. The Mad Scientist, The Arctic Giant. Mm-hmm. You know, these were episodes that were very, very stunning.
Yep.
And then later on, I feel like the other ones are a little skippable. Mm-hmm. So it, to me, makes sense that, like, when you're a kid, or, like, for myself growing up, and I had, like, the tape of the Max Fleischer Superman shorts, it was, like, $1 billion limited. You know, and episodes like that, like especially Billion Dollar Limited, which is one of my favorite ones, and you're seeing more of that than like Secret Agent or like the Japators or you know anything like that. Like I think these ones are not forgettable, but they're not as impactful as the other ones. But so Superman, you know, he's you know, Clark Kent, and he sees a car crash and a gun battle ensue in the streets. And so he runs and he jumps onto the back of the car
like
and
Tom Cruise,
and he's hanging onto the car like Tom Cruise.
I'll be honest for a second there, Steven. At first, he would say, "Yeah, Superman. You know, he's getting some drugs. You know." That's what I thought you were going to say at first.
He was by a drugstore.
Yeah, because I thought you were going to be like, he's getting some drugs, man. You're getting the drugs.
So that, like, the whole gun battle ensues, and you have like the bad guys shooting at the car, and you know the cops are chasing, and then surprisingly,
it's a woman.
She jumps out of the car. And, you know, it was
She stands there like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction. Like, Pulp Fiction. Just
yeah,
like,
it's a very shocking moment. I think just alone the fact that it's a woman secret agent. But it's, you then later see that that Clark Kent's been kidnapped by, I guess, like, the German spies were going after the woman.
And I called him bootleg Hitler.
He is. He's absolutely very Hitler-like with the slamming on the table. But then you see the secret agent with the police, and she's been, you know, she has a briefcase that has a list of like all of their names, mm-hmm. and she needs to, along with like their diabolical plans of destruction mm-hmm. That they have, and she has to get them to Washington. So the police chief is like, "I understand, and I'll have you escorted to the airport." And it's interesting. Because it's so funny because like you see them like just like, "Oh, yep, they're giving her the whole like motorcade," and like without even question, you know, like just she's a secret agent that comes out of nowhere. And I think that's what's kind of like so humorous to me about this. Like, you know, there's no real context that's given to really anything.
Yeah.
And of course, character development is so limited because of how much time that you have. But it's almost very charmingly cute where like, "Oh, yep, a secret agent's there, and you know we're not thinking anything of it, and she's cool." So like, I wish we got a little more with her, but it's funny at how just like she, you know, she really comes out of nowhere, and then everybody, you know, agrees to help her. But like the Germans are still after her, so they get to this like control tower and bridge, and so the Germans are you know they're going after her, and they're trying to sabotage the bridge so they could get to her, and she's trying to of course make her way to Washington.
And I just gotta say this in terms of like technicality and like, you know, in terms of like the acting for this episode. You could obviously tell that these people were just like, try to make the best German accents that you can and try to rhyme everything or try to say everything with like, with nein or ein or stein. So I was cracking up throughout this entire episode just because of the voice actors. They would be like, we must get this woman Einstein and Ryan and Ryan. And then, I don't know, it just cracked me up. And the fact that everybody's missing every single bullet shot, it's hilarious to me. And then we finally get the slowest, like, episode 2 of Star Wars Padme scene I've ever seen with the secret agent woman. There's this machine that is slowly creeping on to her.
Well, she's trapped on the bridge and she's going to be crushed
by this like roller.
And by this mechanical roller. And so the Germans, of course, are like, well, we've got to get those records. And they have Clark Kent tied up, or they believe they have him tied up, and they have him in a closet. But so you have to understand that, like, okay, he's somewhere in the city.
Yeah.
Not really that close to where she is. Mm-hmm. Now they're making her way over. They're making their way over to where the secret agent is. So if you really take into consideration the time of like where she is, how long they have to, it'll take for them to get to her. Less about how long it would take Superman to get over to her.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hilarious because like she should have already been dead by now.
Yeah.
And like it's almost like that scene in Spider-Man 1 when Green Goblin has the glider behind Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And like Spider-Man's like, I had a father, his name was Ben mm-hmm. Parker, and then he's like, Godspeed, Spider-Man. And then he hits the thing and then the glider comes.
Yeah.
And then it pauses in midair. He says, oh. And then it resumes and then hits him again. It's like time momentarily freezes each and every time the camera goes to somebody else. And it's like, okay, is she like rolling along the thing just to get further and further away from it? Because like she should have been like completely flattened by now.
Yep.
Superman arrives. She's an inch away from getting crushed.
And how does dress slow it down even more?
Yeah, but yet Superman does save the day. And he saves her from a very dramatic and horrifying ending. And again, it's a lot of Superman's power against a machinery,
yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Especially to see the Man of Steel against machinery.
Mm-hmm.
And then while we hear dramatic music play, he flies her to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
She gets to Washington safely. They land on the steps. He flies off. And as he's flying through the air, we see an American flag.
As the last shot of this series.
And that's it.
Yep. Dissolve into the Paramount logo.
And I think it's interesting because I want to say that I feel like the Max Fleischer animated shorts are really what gave us that strong belief in the Americanization of Superman. Not that he wasn't American to begin with, but they really, I think, took it to a place where they reinforced the concept and imagery behind truth, justice, and the American way. And that's something that we never saw really prior to this. And so it's interesting to think about the influence Max Fleischer's Superman theatrical shorts had on Superman that are still felt to this day, that, you know, you still have fans that get very upset when it's not truth, justice, and the American way. There's a line in Superman Returns where, like, Perry White is like, you know, does he still stand for, like, truth, justice, and all that stuff? And, like, I remember, like, people were a little upset at the time that came out because they were like, well, like, why isn't it the American way? And it, you know, times change. Yeah. You know, and he's become more of a global hero now than just a representation of America's interests.
Exactly.
He's more interested in humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And with no political affiliations or anything like that, just like he's interested in protecting humanity. So it's interesting to see the American flag represented at the very end of the episode. And it's a very powerful image because you see Superman fly. He takes off. And so we finally, you know, especially over the last few episodes of the theatrical shorts, we see that Superman fully flies.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, he didn't.
Yeah.
And so introducing the concept of flight is something that, we don't even need to go into it because Superman, mm-hmm. everybody knows Superman flies. So it's interesting to see that, but also to see him fly past the American flag, and it's not, you know, him, you know, like flying around the earth or like him smiling or winking or anything like that. It's just, yep, the American flag is right there. And it just reinforces that we're American and Superman is American too. And it's quite a way to conclude the Max Fleischer theatrical shorts, which ended in, what year was this? 1942?
1943.
So it concludes in 1943, a year before D-Day in 1944.
I just realized that, actually.
And that concludes season two
of the Saturday Morning Superman Show. And this is the season finale of the Fleischer series, which, you know, it's over, but now we are back onto the grind of the animated series.
We hope you've enjoyed season two of our show, and we hope you return for season three. And, you know, if you're at all inclined, you know, to leave a review or follow us or like the episode, we'd really appreciate that. And you could find us on Instagram and Twitter. All of that is in the show notes, along with finding Justin on Instagram and Twitter, and myself on Instagram and Twitter. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing else to say except for be peaceful, everyone.
The Saturday Morning Superman Show is brought to you in part by Royal Collectibles, your friendly neighborhood comic book shop located in Forest Hills, Queens, New York, offering some of the best in pop culture needs and collectibles.